Alderman Winters, City Council went ahead with the proposal to contract with Pat Data. What is that going to mean now as far as working with Weston, and what does it mean for the citizens in Wausau?
Well, I think having a real public health database of animals vaccinated is really important for public health in this area. Rabies is truly a fatal disease. It's one of those diseases that we don't see much anymore. And, of course, there is a rabies shot that if you're initially bitten. But if you start showing the symptoms of rabies without getting the vaccination, it is almost universally fatal. It's one of those things like polio that we forget. So it's important to move that forward. But having really a larger pet registry out there allows us to make public policy on things like dog parks. It allows us to make policies that are crafted to whether we should have more pets spayed or neutered, whether we should have clinics to do that. It really opens up a world of things that we can do to make our community safer and more hospitable to people and pets.
Doesn't this also open up the ability to enforce the two-dog rule?
I think it opens up the possibility of us re-looking at the two-dog rule. And so we really need to get a catalog of the people who have more pets. San Antonio, which was for a long time the worst city in the nation for pet care, turned theirs around. You will have people, for example, as part of that turnaround, who engage in pet rescue. That's how you get your kill rates down at your shelters. That's how you get animals taken care of. And if we need to go into that area, we do, but we're not going to know that unless we have the database in the first place. And if we find out that 1,000 people in Wausau want to have more than three pets, and they've been doing it successfully for years, well, I think that informs our public policy judgment in that area as well. But without a database, we're just shooting at the moon.
The current rule is two dogs or two pets?
It is two dogs and up to three cats. So you could have two dogs and three cats under the current ordinance.
But down the road, this new data may be able to force a revisit of that.
Right. I'm glad we're moving forward working with Weston. Both of us are essentially cities, and the denser the population, the more you have pet complaints. And so we really look at things the same way, and together we can really take on a big portion of the pet complaints in the county. And if we do that efficiently by synchronizing our ordinances, by getting pet data and having an electronic registry, we're going to be able to take care of that problem more efficiently and for less cost.
You're also working with the county's Animal Control Board, and they're still looking at what to do as far as control, what to do as far as shelter. This data could help with that as well, right?
It certainly could. It's going to be important that we have a registry and license more pets. Right now, countywide, we're licensing about 27% to 28% of pets, and yet we're expecting our pet shelter to take care of the whole population while we're dramatically underfunding it. So that's got to change, and that will be an outcome from this database.